Oh boy, we have a good one tonight for you guys. Welcome to Screw You Guys. I'm going home, the South Park recap podcast. My name is Sammy. Joining me is Michael. No longer hipster Punchy Falcone. You changed your Twitter handle.
I did. I for reasons, but
all right. We had a really good episode tonight, I think. I say that every week, but we had a really good episode. So let's just get right into it. Episode 6 of this new season.
Fort Collins is the name of the episode.
Fort Collins, name of the episode. I was wondering what the name implied, and we eventually found out. But let's just get started with Act 1.
It starts with Cartman on Mars, in a terraform Mars, looking at buildings that are shaped just like vaginas. Obviously, this is an allusion. It alludes to his saying what he sees when he's, now that he's seen a vagina.
Which is what every boy imagines when he first sees a vagina for the first time. Every building looks like a vagina, which was very funny. And we saw in the preview for tonight's episode, South Park on Facebook promoted it. It was Cartman terraforming Mars. It was very good. He was in his dreamland. Again, Matt and Trey referencing jokes that they've used in previous episodes.
Remember when?
The member berries have become a very key component of this season. So
they've become very manipulative at this point, which we'll get into later.
So then trolls, Dildo Schwaggins and the group of trolls arrive at Gerald's house after the successful attack on Denmark to have a troll party and proposing a troll takeover of the election.
Which Gerald doesn't like the idea of doing that. Him and Dildo Schwaggins have a heart-to-heart because Gerald just doesn't want the party there and just doesn't want anything. And trying to tell him that he's only doing it for the lulz. Just for laughs.
To which Dildo has... I mean, he has a little bit of a shock because he's not sure if he really believes that.
What's funny, too, is that he's saying the things like... reminds me of when I was younger and, laughed and called the person he said fag for no reason. And then Dill's like, that's...
Remember being called a fag. I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy.
Which again goes
I sense Dildo Schwaggins getting quite angry with Gerald on this.
Which also goes, there's two different types of trolls. The one who's a dick their whole life, and the other one who was person that dick made fun of and now is like, you know what, fuck everybody. I got this.
After we ended last episode with Randy and Garrison. Realizing that the member berries are, they're up to something.
Yeah.
They have to get rid of these member berries. So Randy, what they do is...
Yeah, Randy...
Randy has a member berry in a vice. Like, straight out of casino, Joe Pesci saying, I got your head in a fucking vice.
Yeah. Trying to figure out ways to kill a member berry, the member berries.
And you just can't, you can't kill these things. Which leads me to believe that the only way to kill these things is to... get over the past.
Yep.
That's where I'm sensing this going.
I'm thinking that's where it goes.
They have to get over the past and stop being nostalgic, because I think the underlying theme of the member berries is our obsession in today's culture with nostalgic.
Well, yeah, that was evident from day one. They're going to be like, oh, we'll forget the passing of the future. And that's probably going to how they get over the member berries. But yeah, as of right now, the member berries are indestructible. Like, they get hurt.
But you can't kill these things.
Yeah, you can't. And the only way to actually kill them at this point is eating them. And that just leads to the nostalgia growing stronger.
So let's pick up where Cartman and Heidi are. Kyle is in his bathroom taking a dump, taking a good old number two. And Cartman and Heidi randomly intrude, come into the bathroom.
Cartman's got an I'm with smart and funny shirt, and she's got an I'm with stupid shirt.
That was actually very well done. It adding on to the little cuteness and the PC bro that Cartman has turned into. I'm saying it every week now. I'm loving social justice warrior Cartman. I'm loving it. I can't get enough of it. But Cartman and Heidi do a little bit of shaming on Kyle's part. Saying, what would Kyle of years ago...
Yeah, what would the old Kyle do?
Which leads you to believe that, again, this is somehow turning into the member berries. This is... all this ties into the member berries somehow. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking the member Gerald had member berries, and that's why he made him remember when he was a kid fucking with kids, and that's why he starts trolling.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I'm waiting to see what happens with these member berries, because now there is they are absolutely
like maybe his
a
wine
key part of the story. Now.
Maybe his wine is made from the juice of member berries.
That's a good proposition, because whenever we see Gerald troll,
he's drinking wine
and he's sipping a big old glass of wine. So we're leading to believe that maybe, oh my God, that actually makes a lot of sense. I'm going to agree with that now. There's no doubt in my mind now that the member berries have something to do with this. Anyhow. Heidi and Cartman reveal to Kyle that they know the troll is an adult.
Yep. They find out that they go by the emoji usage.
By the way, we have a clip of Randy trying to kill the member berries. I just remember that I saved this clip. It was quite entertaining to watch.
The presidential election is only 2 weeks away. We have to destroy these things.
I'm a right-wing fighting with a service drawing.
That's much easier said than done. They're resistant to just about everything I've tried.
Remember Mos Eisley? Remember the Rancor? Remember Sand People? Remember the Cantina? What's going on now? They're using a torch on him! Ooh, are they gonna use a torch on us? Remember Bespin? Remember Reg? I love Reg, Mimmy!
There has to be something! Try the acid!
Remember Mon Mothma? Remember the Rebel Transports? They're trying to destroy us! They are? Our whole species? They can't do that! Yeah, they can! Remember the Death Star blowing up Alderaan?
Every time a member berry talks, it references Star Wars. Yep.
Damn it! These things are impossible to get rid of!
So there you go. Garrison and Randy having a very difficult time
killing member berries,
getting rid of these member berries.
So then Troll Trace, we go back to Denmark, and Troll Trace finds out they're testing it out, the emoji technology, and one of the trolls lives in Colorado. I mean, yes, we get it. All of them do in this group, but still, just bear with us.
Yes, they discover that the troll attacks were from
Colorado.
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 I loved the music, by the way, that happens whenever they transition to Denmark.
Denmark.
That medieval sounding music. So Trollface finds out that the trolls live in Colorado, USA. And then Act 1 ends with Garrison and Randy trying to kill member berries again, but realize Garrison has to speak to the people truthfully. And that was the realization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. Like they realize, all right, we got to do something to stop these member berries. The best way to do it is you've got to talk as yourself, Garrison, and not all. No, talk about it and not have yourself in mind. It was something like that.
Throughout the season, Matt and Trey have never made actual political strides. I mean, they've never given political beliefs. They've never really sided with anybody, but they are hammering Donald Trump this season. I mean, regardless of who you think you're voting for, Donald Trump has given comedians absolute gold to work with this election, and I've been saying the past couple of weeks, I applaud Matt and Trey for not making every episode about Trump/Garrison. It's good to take from the Trump well once in a while. And again, this episode, encouraging Garrison slash Trump to speak to the people and say that, hey, you know, I didn't think this whole thing was going to go far. You know,
don't vote for me. Whatever you do, do not vote for me.
So Act One ends with us hooked. I'm hooked for this episode. I'm very excited to see what happens. So Act Two,
Cartman is blackmailed by Kyle because Troll Trace can make his negative opinion of the female Ghostbusters made public. Well, technically, Kyle thinks there's worse.
Oh, yeah. Kyle implies that Cartman's entire internet history can be exposed to the public. And Cartman has a traceback to a South Park timeline before the season started.
When he saw the Ghostbusters episode and thought it was horrible.
And said,
the Ghostbusters remake and thought it was horrible. And that chicks ruined it. And he thinks that's going to wind up making Heidi not want to be with him anymore. And he panics.
Well, and his... stepping away from South Park, I mean, in real life, or IRL as the kids say, when the Ghostbusters remake came out and every negative opinion was met with harsh feedback, like any negative, respectable criticism of the movie was met with, you're attacking women, women can be funny just as the men. There was a lot of backlash, both for the movie. I'm not going to deny that there wasn't a lot of backlash.
Yeah, there was a lot of people backlashing against the movie, against people who liked the movie, too. Like, it was a very polarizing movie. And it wasn't even a great movie, but it wasn't like this horrible stain.
It wasn't Ghostbusters 2 bad.
Like, it was actually a lot better than expected. But, like...
honest opinion, the Ghostbusters movie, it wasn't great, not by a long shot, but... it wasn't a total film abomination.
It was no worse than any of the other summer popcorn flicks that came out this summer.
It was all right. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. So the member berries escape Randy's kitchen. So now the member berries are actually free thinking.
Yep.
I thought these were just a gimmicky, comical relief fruit in the show.
No, but now...
no, now they're actually free thinking, and now they have a plan.
Yeah, they might be alien. Who knows? So
it's been a while since we've seen alien activity in South Park, so
yeah,
maybe.
So we're
could be
new.
Aliens.
So then Dildo Schwagen shows up at Gerald's house, and then he realized Gerald's not this awesome political rebel that he thought he was. He's just Gerald's an asshole.
I don't know how things got derailed, but I'm sorry if I made you upset. I want to be buddies again.
Buddies like when? When were we buddies?
Come on, let's just have a couple beers and do some trolling.
I don't have time for you. I'm sorry, dude, but I have a life. I have a wife and kids and shit to do.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you won't go away and let me just have fun.
I refuse to believe that Skank Hunt is that shallow.
Oh, here we go.
When you Photoshop penises in cancer survivors' mouths, it's not just to make people laugh.
Yes, it is.
If somebody Photoshopped a dick in your wife's mouth, would you just think it was funny?
You mean my f***ing screensaver?
It's true. You're just an asshole. I thought you were the ultimate rebel. I actually looked up to you, and you're nothing but a simple dick.
And what are you, Dildo Schwagens? Huh? You think you're a f***ing political activist holed up in your shitty little midget condo? You're nothing but a pissed off little giant lashing out at everyone because you can't get laid.
Wow.
At least I have a reason to be angry.
Oh.
What do you have? That it's funny? Hurting people is worth the laughs?
Stop trolling me.
One day you're going to wake up and realize that you don't have anyone either.
Stop trolling me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And big then, polarizing clash of the two kinds of trolls out there. Mm-hmm. Ones that just do it because they're narcissistic assholes, and the other because they really are angry at the world. Big clash between Dildo Schwagens and Gerald right there.
So Troll Trace activates a search, and they find...
at least I have a reason to be angry. Yeah. Wow.
So they go. It goes to Fort Collins, Colorado, which is where it was hit. One of the hackers in that the group that hit Denmark... for those who don't know to describe him, he's the kind of like the...
he He was kind of like the Indian black Milton Wadhams.
Yeah, like he had kind of like a Jerry Curl almost. Like you don't know if he's black
he's
or Indian.
He's revealed to be MLKKK, which great fucking name, by the way. If you want to be an asshole, that's a great name.
He's revealed as a troll.
And then we get the reason why this episode is named Fort Collins, because the first trace of the trolls is in Fort Collins, Colorado, and MLKKK is found out to be a troll, and he is burned alive by some redneck whose handicapped daughter in a wheelchair
he called R2-D2.
Not gonna lie, it's very funny. Very funny. So that concludes Act 2. Ends with a whopper. Troll Trace is just about to go online. This is racing against the clock like Skynet here. So Act 3. Member berries are driving along listening to Toto's Africa, which great choice of a song, because every time that song comes on the radio, I say, ooh, I do. Remember the last time, like, remember when you listened to the song in the summertime? It screams summertime to you.
I remember.
I turn into a member berry every time that song comes on. So that was a really brilliant choice there. Gerald finds out Troll Trace.com is online, and Dildo hangs up on him saying, I told you so. Uh-huh. He doesn't say I told you so, but he implies, oh,
I told you so.
Shit's going to hit the fan for you, Gerald.
And then Cartman has a nightmare about his Martian utopia is falling apart. So he tells an extravagant lie to explain his email.
Yeah, the nightmare is in Cartman's mind, and it comes from... I love how the camera goes from his Martian utopia to... It zooms out from Heidi's private area. It zooms out from her... So Cartman sees the Russian utopia as her vagina.
Yeah.
So I like that little tie-in. So Cartman, of course, does a very Cartman-esque lie. Finally, we're seeing a little bit of the old Cartman here. Realizing, oh my God, I could be in some serious trouble here. So he tells an extravagant lie.
Well, no matter what, whether he's legit or not with like trying to be better at this stuff, Cartman is always very much about like self-preservation.
Oh yeah, he absolutely is. So he tells an extravagant lie about how a friend stole his phone and purposely made derogatory comments and to make it look like him. And of course she believes him like an idiot. So Garrison gives, quite frankly, the speech of the century. And here is his speech telling the world that we need to be more accountable over things we say.
My fellow Americans, we live in an unprecedented time of uncertainty. I want to speak to human, because with God's grace, this will be the last time you ever hear from me. When I started this campaign, I was saying a lot of shit because I was angry.
The music sounds like Independence Day, by the way.
Pushing buttons this by being more and more outrageous.
We will not go quietly
Slowly
into the night.
People started paying attention to me, and I guess it made me feel powerful. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost. Sooner or later, we all get exposed. We're all held accountable for what we say and what we do. There's only one thing that matters now. On November 8th, you must vote against me and show the world that you didn't think the new Star Wars was all that good.
Hey, Prince, back
when
the
you're
Force
in that
Awakens.
Voting booth, remember that every vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote that shows the world we agreed that The Force Awakens was more like a Happy Days reunion special than a movie. The choice is yours, America. Please make the right one.
I love how they are just incorporating they are tying everything together. They reference J.J. Abrams again this episode.
Yep.
Force Awakens, which I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it was... It really is just A New Hope. It really is just the best of A New Hope and a little bit of Return of the Jedi. I loved it, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't anything completely original. And that's what the whole purpose of the member berries are and how divided people were about Star Wars. I love that they keep referencing it, and I love how that's an integral part of the story now.
And then after the speech, they cut to Hillary basically being cocky.
Yeah, we haven't seen Hillary Clinton that much this season. And they come to her saying that Gerald
maybe the only one that could save him.
Sound like they should be worried because Troll Trace and that'll, you know, that could put everything on the internet out there.
Right, referencing her emails, all of her internet history.
I think referencing the WikiLeaks stuff.
That too. And they inform her that Gerald may be the only person that can save her.
Oh, no.
The Danish claim they will soon have the ability to publish anyone's internet history. We have to act fast, Mrs. Sandwich.
I'll have them treat you with more respect. Haven't you seen the polls? It's President-elect Sandwich.
We might not want to get too far ahead of ourselves. Troll Trace must be stopped.
Who is Gank Hunt 42?
We believe he's the only one who can save you now.
So,
fucking spectacular.
And episode 6 of this season, and the camera just fell. Episode 6 ends with the member berries sneaking into Caitlyn Jenner's beverage. So what are your thoughts?
Better episode than like the last couple ones, as far as advancing the plot. Especially given the member berries like sentience almost. They're not just mindless berries that you eat. Like there's a whole conspiracy factor with them now, and I can't wait to see where this goes or what they're gonna have Caitlyn Jenner do.
And as always, when we finish an episode, we say what we've learned today with, you know, I learned something today. So what did you learn today, Mike?
I learned Matt and Trey are apparently not fans of The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that we learned that Matt and Trey did not like The Force Awakens. And what I learned today is, in today's age of the internet, almost anything you say can be traced back to you. Almost anything you say probably will be traced back to you. It's not that hard to find out where trolls live. It's not that hard to find out anything about anyone. And I think Matt and Trey, as far as being funny comedic writers, they also, I think, have a serious tone where, hey, you really can't and shouldn't be a total dick to someone for no good reason online. So that's what I learned today.
All right.
We will see you next week with another brand new episode, hopefully if Matt and Trey make the deadline. So this is Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home, and we will see you next week.